Thank you for calling Trust Ledger Accounting. If you'd like to speak with payroll, please press 3. If you'd like to speak with Jim, please press 1. If you'd like to speak with...
Hello?
Hey, Jim. This is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Megan.
Hey.
Did you get that stuff?
I did get everything, and I went through everything. I'm going to get it submitted to underwriting right now. I'm going to see if we can get you approved without those merger statements, because I think you said it wasn't a real significant amount, right?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's
okay.
Not much.
So we'll try and get it done without. They might ask for that later, like as a stipulation. But your merchant statements deposit into that bank account, right?
Exactly.
It's your business checking. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
you could see them in the checking accounts. So, yeah.
Okay, makes sense. The only question I had was, it looks like you have a Swift Capital loan.
Yeah, I do.
When did you take that out? Was that in December?
I took that out about... Yeah, somewhere around December, November, something like that.
Okay.
And one of the things I want to do is pay it off.
You just want to pay it off, is that what you said?
Yeah. There's not, it's like $2,000 or $3,000 left on it, I think, something like that.
Okay.
But it's a pain in the neck.
Yeah, it looks like it's giving you some hassle there on May.
Yeah. Yeah, in May I wound up paying like, I don't know, $10-$30 fees to the bank just to pay this stupid thing.
Yeah, those overdraft protection fees will get you.
Yeah.
So you said it was about $2,000 to $3,000 in balance. What was the original amount for?
I think it was five.
$5,000. And what was the total payback on it? Do you remember?
Shoot, I don't remember offhand. I'm not in my office. I'm doing this off the top of my head. It's about $750 a month, and it goes till like August something is the total thing. So
till August. So what was that, like an 8 or 10 month, or do you remember the term length on it?
Probably 8, I would think.
Okay.
No, more, yeah, it's probably more like 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 9 months.
Okay. And the balance is like $2,000 or $3,000.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to have the original loan document for that loan?
I do, in my office.
Okay. If you could just maybe forward it to me, just so we can see what we're looking with as far as the payoff. If it's $3,000, what we might be able to do, there's two options, right? We can either give you a first position loan that would pay off that Swift Capital loan, and then we would be in the first position, right? Which would probably be the better option. As far as cost and terms go, term length?
Yeah, I have no problem with that at all.
Okay. And then the other option would be to, you know, take a second position loan, which then we would be standing behind that Swift Capital loan, which...
I understand. No, you wouldn't want to do that. And I wouldn't want to do that. It gets too complicated when you do that.
Yeah, definitely. And then you have, you know, two of those... loans to be paying on, and that's just, you know, if it is just $2,000 to $3,000, then we could probably get you, for whatever,
exactly.
and then pay off that. Okay.
Yeah,
so, forward that over to me if you have it, and I'll get all this submitted over to underwriting, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you. Bye bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too.